extremistan, and knowledge. While this distinction between mediocristan and extremistan has severe ramifications for both social fairness and the dynamics of events, let us see its application to knowledge, which is where most of its value lies. If a Martian came to Earth and engaged in the business of measuring the heights of the denizens of this happy planet, he could safely stop at 100 humans to get a good picture of the average height. If you live in mediocristan, you can be comfortable with what you have measured, provided that you know for sure that it comes from mediocristan. You can also be comfortable with what you have learned from the data. The epistemological consequence is that with mediocristan-style randomness, it is not possible to have a black swan surprise such that a single event can dominate a phenomenon. I emphasize possible because the chance of these occurrences is typically in the order of 1 in several trillion, as close to impossible as it gets. Primo, the first 100 days should reveal all you need to know about the data. Secondo, even if you do have a surprise, as we saw in the case of the heaviest human, it would not be consequential. If you are dealing with quantities from extremistan, you will have trouble figuring out the average from any sample, since it can depend so much on one single observation. The idea is not more difficult than that. In extremistan, one unit can easily affect the total in a disproportionate way. In this world, you should always be suspicious of the knowledge you derive from data. This is a very simple test of uncertainty that allows you to distinguish between the two kinds of randomness. Capiche? What you can know from data in mediocristan augments very rapidly with a supply of information. But knowledge in extremistan grows slowly and erratically with the addition of data, some of it extreme, possibly at an unknown rate.